I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grilling Guys.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Grilling Guys, kind of.
Yeah.
But anyway, we've been talking about this Easter dinner that you're making today for tomorrow, or you're planning or whatever, and we've probably given you no ideas, but some of the
I don't know. I think they know exactly what they're going to do with their deviled eggs.
Right, yeah. Oh, we got more. But wait, there's more.
Good, we're going to need them, because the thing we're going to talk about next is going to go by kind of quick, but I have not tried this. I just found it, and it looked I personally love green beans.
Yep.
And when my mother used to cook them for us, first of all, we always grew a lot of green beans.
Yeah.
And when she would get done steaming them, she would, of course, melt butter on them, and then she would drizzle a balsamic vinegar on them, and that made them just, like, pop, because her mother was French, so they just did a lot of stuff like that.
Yep.
But this recipe is kind of reminded me of that, but it took it to another level. And I'm going to do it, and I'm going to regret it, because you need French cut. So that means I'm going to French cut every green bean.
You're going to do that?
Yeah.
You mean you don't buy them frozen that way? Or
No.
You want fresh green beans?
We don't do canned and frozen stuff in our house.
Oh,
it's always
okay.
Fresh.
Only the stuff that you can and freeze.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, okay. So you do it, but it's
I don't like
the
factory
stuff that you made.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I don't trust it.
Okay.
Like
all
that,
right.
It's like that extra
so
planet.
So for those of you that have an extra hour to French your beans,
hey,
then this recipe is for you. The rest of us are going to pull them out of the freezer in a bag. So carry on, Bob.
It's time to commune with your family.
Is it? Yes. It's a family bean cutter?
There'd be some blood in those beans.
Right, yeah. What's that? That's a fingertip.
Yeah. That was in some beef I did at Vandenbrink.
Yeah.
Anyway, green beans, French cut. It takes some brown sugar, 2 tablespoons of Old World Olive Company's rosé balsamic.
Ooh, that's good stuff. I got that.
You chop up a Vidalia, a sweet onion if you can't get a Vidalia, and you chop up some bacon. So here's what you're going to do. You're going to take that bacon and sauté it in a nice little pieces, and you're going to sauté it nice and crisp like you were talking about for your,
Southwestern eggs.
With the onion thrown in after that bacon gets about 2/3 of the way cooked.
Right.
Saute that. And then you're going to throw your beans in there and cook them. And you're going to start adding that little bit of brown sugar to it, to however you like it.
That'll caramelize a little bit. I would imagine you get that in at the back end,
yeah,
so it doesn't burn and get
then
tacky.
Then you're
going
to finish them off with that balsamic.
Yeah.
And I think they're going to be absolutely fantastic. Now, you can go easier on the sugar if you're using Old World Olive Company's balsamic. The recipe I saw was just using vinegar, but I always like using Old World stuff because that's all we use.
Right. Yeah, I was down there this week and picked up a new supply. We go through the butter oil like crazy at our house.
I don't use that at all anymore.
No.
My wife doesn't like it. I know she doesn't,
but mine does, and we cook with it a lot. I mean, if we're going to fry an egg, we put a couple dollops in there.
I like it.
Yeah, but anyway, long and short of it is that bean recipe trumps the hell out of the old cream of mushroom soup. And
you
know, that I get so tired of that with the durky onions on top. And
there's the 7-hour baked ham,
right,
served with that. You've got me, you know, running for the bathroom.
Right, exactly. So that bean recipe sounds delicious. If I had a copy of the show plan, I'd probably take it home and try that
as well. I think if you check in your mailbox when you get back to your house, it'll be there.
It traveled to me while I traveled here.
It was Google held it up.
Right, yeah. Always somebody.
They don't like me.
Yeah, right. I get it. But anyway.
Come on, guys. Come on back.
What about dinner rolls? Do you serve dinner rolls anymore?
Yes, and my best girl does homemade Hawaiian rolls.
Oh,
and they are,
man,
splendiferous.
Yeah. Yep. I go to the bakery. My daughter-in-law's dad owns a little bakery up in Greenville, Jan Han, and we're going to dinner with them.
So it's a pretty good-sized bakery, actually.
Right, yeah. And but he brought me some dinner rolls.
What's it called? Han?
Yeah, H-A-A-N, Han Bakery.
Han Bakery, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It was his father started it. And bless his heart, he's passed. So Jan is the man now. His name's John, J-A-N, but I call him Jan because it rhymes. Jan.
J-A-N?
Yep.
Yeah, it's Jan.
Yeah, Jan Han.
Yeah.
Yep.
We have a guy at work. His name is the same thing. He's a Swedish fellow.
Yeah.
And everybody comes in and asks for Jan, and he just The blood comes out of his eyeballs. When he does it.
Probably been his whole life though, because but anyway.
And the poor guy had a stroke.
No, oh,
he's only about 40 years old.
Oh,
but about the second,
because he was all stressed about how people pronounce his name.
Second or third one of those Pfizer shots, and
yeah,
there he goes.
I understand.
Stroking out.
I understand, but no, the dinner rolls are there. Do you like glazed carrots?
They're not bad.
I'm just not for whatever reason, I'm not a cooked carrot guy. I love them raw, love them in salads, but when they get cooked, they get all like soft and stuff, and that's just a texture thing for me. I don't know, but you know, you put a little maple syrup on those and glaze them. You know, they cook them in the oven in a baking dish, and then glaze them the last
overcooked
half hour, and they're always
baby food.
Not me. It's just not me. Yeah,
baby food.
Yeah. But, you know, you got to put really good maple syrup on them to camouflage the taste of the carrot.
You know, you could just get a jar of Gerber's and it'd give you the same effect.
Right. And a pack of diapers.
So what did we miss on your egg examples?
Oh, gosh, Bob. I don't know. Do you really want to go
back
there?
Yeah, I saw an Asian version.
Yeah, right.
You know,
here.
I like me Asians.
Right. So once again, to recap, deviled eggs start with some mayo and some mustard generally. And then the eggs boiled, and
okay,
then you go from there.
For mayo.
Mayo.
Do you use Duke's?
I do.
I love it.
Yep, I love me some Duke's.
Love it.
Used to be a Miracle Whip guy till I found Duke's, and now I'm a Duke's guy.
Yeah.
Yep. It's a little more money, but kind of like your eggs, it's worth it.
I was always a Hellman's guy until I found Bugs.
Right. So this Asian one I think you're going to like. Again, all this came from the internet, guys, so these are not Joppy recipes. But Asian-inspired deviled eggs, again, with the mayo and the mustard, so a little bit of sriracha. I got some of this from Old World just yesterday. Sesame oil. It's strong, but it imparts...
Yeah, you were whining about it last time I talked about it.
It imparts a wonderful flavor, but use it very sparingly.
Oh, look who's converted.
Yeah, use it very sparingly. A little soy sauce, grated ginger, vinegar.
So you have not made this one.
No. Nope,
I know. I can tell by the way you're so emphatic about sesame oil, because when I brought it up 2 weeks ago,
I like it, but it's super strong.
You fell off your chair.
You got to be careful with it. And rice vinegar.
It could go off in your hand.
and toast yourself some sesame seeds,
yes,
with the sesame oil. So there's a sesame overtone on these eggs, but you can look them up. Asian-inspired deviled eggs.
And if you see Big Bird when you're eating it.
Yeah. Is that 3 minutes, Conrad?
Yes, sir.
30 seconds?
Oh, we're running out of time.
Oh, man.
Quick, say something.
Right. So,
my daughter sent me a little request to do au gratin potatoes.
I don't know how to do those.
I've never done them before, but
either.
I love them. Knapp's restaurant, when they were in business, used
Bill
have
Bill Knapp's.
Yeah. They had the best au gratin, which is really kind of really just like a scalloped potato with cheddar melted on top.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, but it was always browned just the right amount, and it was almost a little crunchy. Oh, yeah.
How about creme brulee?
Oh, I love me some creme brulee.
I love creme brulee.
My buddy and your buddy, Charlie Slosher, has that nailed.
Really?
Oh, my God. He
got
makes
the torch
great,
and everything?
Yeah, the whole deal.
My wife has the
and
torch.
He does it for Christmas every year. I've tried it a couple times.
I bet she does.
But, I mean, he strains it through cheesecloth and stuff to make it so smooth. Oh, man, it's wonderful. It's wonderful stuff. I love it. He's got that nailed.
I've got a couple of those torches too, and you know what they're really nice for is lighting fires.
You?
Like, I've got a grill that the igniter has been busted for 8 years. It's my tech, and I just don't want to bother tearing the thing apart to put a new ignition system in, because they fry after about 5 years. So I get out my Burns-O-Matic, and I just touch it to the side. I was using these long Bics forever.
Right.
No. Right. That's where you get the Burns-O-Matic.
Right.
For that and creme brulee.
That's right.
And cigars. They're really good for cigars.
Yeah, right. Not so good for your eyebrows and nose hairs.
That was about a year ago we had that eyebrow problem. Isn't that right? Careful.
That came from the furnace guy, who's supposed to know how to handle gas and flame, but you never know.
Man.
Stuff happens if you keep doing it.
So what other recipes could you do? So the Hawaiian rolls are good. Creme brulee.
What about dessert?
You know what I saw that seems to be a big thing down south for Easter?
What?
Coconut cake.
There you go.
That's a thing.
I have no idea.
My wife made it once, and it was wonderful.
First of all, I don't like coconut.
She doesn't either, and she made that coconut cake, and she ate half of it.
Yeah?
She changed her mind.
No, it must have been
that good.
Must not have tasted a lot like coconut.
Well, but she's a baker, you know. She can bake.
That's why I have Yanhan, because I can't bake a lick. You know what I think it is? I cook by taste and sight.
Right.
And baking takes recipes.
It's painful.
Yeah, I can't
you
do it. I don't have the patience.
Licking
for
that stuff you're baking. It's painful.
Hey, you've been listening to Grilling Guys, kind of. We appreciate you tuning in.
Don't go away yet. Go to thegrillingguys.com. Check that like bar out. Check out our podcast on the top side. Look for the headset. And please visit our sponsors on the right side, okay? Send them some love for Easter.
All right. Thanks for listening. We'll talk with you next week.